Isn't this a sports show?
Clinton has said accurately, I might add, on the Facebook page. Almost entirely sports. A show where Josh reads all of his tweets. And I have no counter-argument to that. That is true and fair.
Almost entirely.
Excuse me. I'm talent. I'm talent, sir. Unhand me.
This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
I am Joshua Briscoe. Rudy with the reverse slam. Beard with a judgmental gaze. What's up, Beards? How you doing?
I'm here.
Take the show with you by listening on the Sports Radio 810 mobile app at 810WHB.com or by searching for Almost Entirely Sports wherever you get your podcasts.
Is this the most important thing I could be talking about? Well, I mean, probably not. Debatable.
This is Almost Entirely Sports on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
All right, listen. Beards isn't here and we're all a little rattled. I just knocked the grumpy cat off my microphone. The whole Facebook setup is just giving us a trip.
It took me three clicks to get the camera like to transition to that camera and not the one behind you.
Yeah, the one that we're on now is like shot different, but I think it's fine. I think it's probably just on whatever it's supposed to be on. Now it makes me wonder what Beards has been doing differently.
I mean, here's the thing. And I
put the camera on yourself when you talk. Do it for Facebook. Come on, Rudy.
I'm
Josh Briscoe. Rudy Salazar.
Is there a camera for me?
Rudy has slid over to the other side of the glass.
For the first time in a long time.
Beards is out today. Yeah, I don't know how long it's been since Rudy's done this.
Since I've done, like, I've hopped behind a board here and there, you know, but for, like, a prolonged period, I've been essentially on the board since 3.
Yeah.
February would be my guess.
So it is back into the saddle for Beards, mm-hmm. or for Rudy, filling in for Beards. What were you going to say before I harassed you about making sure you had the camera on you?
Yeah, I'll say this because Beards is not listening, and he'll never listen to this.
100%.
Never. I took him for granted a little bit. He does a lot of little things, and he makes them look easy. And now I will never say this to the face, and anybody texts in or comments in or somehow figures out the backdoor line and calls
screen
in.
Screen records this.
Like, I will deny it.
Well, absolutely.
Deny, counter accuse. It's the foolproof method.
Yeah, we'll go back through and edit this out of the podcast. Yeah.
Which he'll never listen to.
In case someone wants to like grab it and send it to him, we're not gonna allow it.
Yeah, I won't, it's not happening. But he's really good at doing a lot of little things at one time and making it seem very effortlessly. Because like
Effortless. There it is.
Effortless, yeah. And because I've been like I've got it handled. But it's been frantic. I was telling you, there was a day one time where I was the only one here, and I was running games on both 8-10 and 15-10, literally just like running back and forth, and
yep.
I killed it.
Yep.
But I haven't done that in like 5 months. It's different.
This is very different because you got a whole board to manage, and we're using more of the things. Mm-hmm. And I would argue there's probably more moving parts to this show than any other show in this building. Going through, like, I mean, I'm guessing, I know the Border Patrol would have the next claim to that, and the program can, well, and, you know, some of the segments there can get, you know, intense. I've run that show a couple
feud,
of times.
The feud
the
can
feud
be
can
an
be
intense. Segment.
And working with Anderson has to be exhausting for a whole other variety of reasons. But I would say, at the very least, it's a lot of plates that Beards has to spin. Rudy is spinning them today. And so far, so good?
Good enough.
So far, so good enough. We'll see if that can continue. Frankly, that could be one of the many options for, like, the motto of the show. So far, so passable.
We're on air. We're on Facebook.
Are we streaming to the app and the website?
We are.
I mean,
yeah. We're surviving so far. At this point, it's one day. We got to make it work.
And you honored Beards' legacy by not hitting SportsCenter. That's just
let's not get crazy here.
That's just how the show starts now, just by simply not hitting SportsCenter. Everything's all good.
Had to turn up the light a little bit. It was dark in here.
Listen, even the light switch Beards is more comfortable with than Rudy is. And I feel very alone. I feel very stranded in this big, empty room. Because usually we've had interns. Did Logan leave his coat here last night? Is that his in the corner? I think that might be. Oh, man. That's a whole like hour long drive for him. That's unfortunate.
I was going to say we can mail it, but I don't think I'm paying for shipping and posting.
Absolutely not worth it.
That's crazy.
What was I saying? Oh, we've had the interchins. Rudy is usually in the room here. And right now, it's a two-man operation separated by a pane of glass. We do still have a whole suite of mascots that are keeping me company. But that's the setup for tonight. And honestly, I almost should be surprised that we didn't get to this storyline sooner throughout this NFL preseason. Because you can say, wait, most teams have only played one or maybe two preseason games. What could possibly be behind schedule? Well, think about it. Think around the division, okay? This show is generally obsessed with two things, one being the NFL and two is nonsensical, self-involved conversations about ourselves.
Which I have one for later if we need to.
Oh, excellent. We will, absolutely. I love a little navel-gazing. But we've spent so much time throughout the offseason and the preseason talking about the Chiefs, obviously. And then some time making fun of the Broncos because their quarterback doesn't look like a quarterback yet or apparently isn't a quarterback yet, according to Vic Fangio. And you know, he threw a football over, like, a set of high school bleachers, essentially.
It was a stadium.
A set of high school bleachers.
A peewee stadium.
A set of peewee bleachers.
Am I doing a good Beards job right now?
Yeah, you really are. Yeah. The picking your
it
shots.
It was a stadium.
Eventually, I'm going to farther from the microphone.
Okay, so even farther. It was a stadium.
That's better. Do you feel like you're living someone else's life right now?
A little bit. My voice, I for a second there, was like, man, that sounds strangely just like Beards. This my beard feels like I think it grew an inch in the last like 10 minutes.
Yeah, by the end of this show, you're going to look like Beards. It's gonna be like Evan Almighty, you know, wherever he starts, he goes and he shaves, and then immediately the beard grows back. If you run this show, you are immediately endowed with a beard.
Next thing you know, I'm gonna look up at the camera and I'm gonna see just a hat on me, like a Royals hat on me backwards. I'm like,
backwards,
what is
dirty
it?
Hat, and you're gonna walk into the office later and see your Denver Nuggets flag has turned into a second Boston Celtics flag. It's great.
Wearing a sweatshirt at all times.
Constantly. So we love that. Clearly, if you haven't noticed, love the self-involved side of this. But I love making fun of the Bronco thing of Drew Locke throwing a football out of a what now?
A stadium!
And looking at the fact that they made an absolutely absurd string of decisions this offseason, trading away Case Keenum and then trading for Joe Flacco. But like they're paying both of them still. In fact, I'm going to pull this up. Over the Cap does not load quickly. But whenever it does load here in 7 or 8 minutes, we're going to laugh at what the Broncos have done from a quarterback perspective. But they're funny and a relatively easy target. The Raiders have been the story of this NFL offseason because their star acquisition, their star wide receiver, has been trying to arts and crafts his way around an NFL rule regarding safety. Which is outstanding. And his feet are cryogenically burned. Their coach is a bit of a kook. Their general manager is a TV person, as is their head coach. They had a million first-round draft picks, and right out of the gate, stunned everybody with Cleveland Farrell. Like, their entire offseason has been dysfunction. Derek Carr is going to save them. And within all of those storylines, predominantly around the Raiders, but then a little sprinkling of Bronco stories, which, by the way, this year, man, listen, They are paying Joe Flacco and Case Keenum a combined $25.5 million this year.
If you pay enough money, like equal to an elite quarterback, do you get elite quarterback play? Is that like their philosophy here,
it
maybe?
It seems implausible. And I got to say, with the nuances of dead cap money and everything, they might, I don't know how much cash they're sending to Case Keenum. His dead cap hit is $7 million. Joe Flacco, they are giving 18.5. Now, like, they could dump Flacco next season and not pay him 20, but then they have traded for a guy that they're going to have play quarterback in a useless season once, and then Keenum's off the books next year. But $25 million, I'm looking now to see here if I can get this season's quarterback pay scale. $25.5 million would be behind Matt Stafford, Kirk Cousins, Andrew Luck, Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, Ben Roethlisberger. The Broncos collectively are paying the seventh highest paid quarterback in the league, and I'm not counting everyone's backups and stuff, because they voluntarily gave up on Case Keenum. That's dead cap money. And Joe Flacco on his own is, again, making 18.5 is, like, objectively hilarious. But, man, that's a strange decision that they made. Anyway, the Broncos have been secondarily made fun of because of the existence of the Raiders. But now, the storyline that almost just feels like it got here a little bit later than planned is that the Chargers are a mess. And the Melvin Gordon story, obviously, that's been more ongoing. But the heart-wrenching preseason practice field injury that it seems like the Chargers always suffer has landed. And it's not like season-ending, but it is significant, both in the player and the injury. Ian Rappaport tweeted earlier, the Chargers suffered a tough loss yesterday in practice. Sources say star safety Derwin James will be out a significant amount of time. How much is still undetermined as of now. He injured his foot yesterday and was spotted in a boot today. That's really vague, and I haven't seen an update since then. So, obviously, whatever is going on in the foot can have a huge different array of outcomes of how impactful it can and will be. But Warren Sharp kind of boiled it down. The Chargers are without the following big contributors from last year. Safety Derwin James being out, quote-unquote, significant time. Wide receiver Keenan Allen, who is out at least until September. He's out for at least the preseason. And saying this guy's out for at least the preseason is rarely a great sign. And then running back Melvin Gordon is holding out, and the recent reports there is that they're not really that much closer than they were whenever this whole thing got started. Now, this isn't going to be the most painful offseason and then ultimately season for the Chargers, because this isn't one of those instances where all you have to do is stay healthy and then you find yourself in the playoffs with a division title. Obviously, that's not the case anymore, because the Chiefs have Patrick Mahomes, and the Chiefs are essentially that team. Hey, stay healthy, and you're going to win this division. And I would argue have a really likely shot of being at least in the AFC Championship game. Just stay healthy. But for the billionth year in a row, the Chargers come into an offseason being some form of a kind of sexy sleeper pick, being some form of either this is their year, most talented roster in football, they've got everything going for them, this is their opportunity. I mean, sometimes I see Chiefs fans kind of playing the, you know, battered, beaten down, small market team fan storyline that I'm generally not terribly worried about. It doesn't really do much for me. I don't really care if you feel like your team gets national media respect, because if they don't, there's probably a reason. Like right now, in 2019, two of the most hyped teams going into this season are the Cleveland Browns and the Kansas City Chiefs. It's never about markets, at least in the NFL. It's not about markets. It's about interesting. And even whenever the Chiefs were good and boring, they were still largely boring on a national scale. Like, Alex Smith just isn't that interesting compared to what some other teams are bringing to the table. Mahomes and Baker Mayfield both are. Anyway, I don't think that the Chargers have been hyped because they've played in California for the last, longer than forever, right? Longer than this conversation actually applies
to. Where were they at before Los Angeles?
San Diego.
Is that in California?
It is. That's what I was going to say, because they're in L.A., and then I was expanding it to California, yeah. And then I was like, well,
wait a second.
Now I'm stuck here.
San Diego's there.
I meant to go back to San Diego, though, because this was happening when they were in San Diego.
This has been happening since Philip Rivers really became the guy.
Right, which is like, I was trying to go 10 to 15 years.
Yeah, maybe before that. I just really, my only memories really of the Chargers before Philip Rivers is Drew Brees getting hurt so Philip Rivers could play. That's basically where my Chargers memory starts.
I also got antsy around saying that they had been in California for forever, because I thought they started as the Los Angeles Chargers and then went back, which they did, but they were there for a year. And then San Diego, and now back to LA.
See, they just went home. Why wasn't that their marketing campaign? Hey, we're going home, guys.
Because they're too busy with that LA intersecting lightning logo that looked like a Dodgers/Tampa Bay Lightning ripoff.
Guys, we're going home. You were there for a year. We're going home.
It's like when you're born in a state that you immediately left.
It's like,
what state were you? Were you born in Kansas?
So I was born in Kansas, but so like I was born in Topeka. Never lived there, but like there Topeka is my birthplace. So like, yeah,
even on like
from?
Facebook,
yeah,
it's like hometown, and then like where birthplace. You currently live. None of your social media accounts need to have anything to do with Topeka. You were literally took your first breath there.
Night, Topekan.
I kind of like Topekan Knight.
That sounds
like a
good
Pikachu. Yeah, like a Pokemon.
It's definitely a Pokemon.
It sounds like a Pokemon for sure.
But
Topekan Knight.
Topekan is probably that's probably the correct term.
Topekan also sounds kind of like a Pokemon.
It could definitely be one, yeah. Can I just say, too, everything sounds different on this side of the board. like it just sounds different in my headphones, I feel like. Well, maybe because they actually work.
And that's a great point.
Normally in that spot, and I'm pointing to
your previous chair.
Spot number two.
Yeah.
I wanted to have Facebook of me pointing. I could adjust camera two to that chair, but that I don't know if I have
that's
that
too much work.
Beards,
no,
yeah,
don't
Beards,
do that.
Beards could do don't it, do but that. I'm not Beards.
Your job tonight is to get in, get out, nobody gets hurt.
Yeah. Station didn't catch on fire. Yep. Show didn't get canceled.
Yep.
Beards has a hat to come home to.
He did leave his hat in the office. It's still in there.
It lives there.
What if we just like burned it? And bought him a hat that didn't look and smell bad.
He would throw it away. He'd throw it in the trash.
The new
and
one?
And retrieve it in like 2 weeks.
The new hat, you're saying?
The new hat. It's always like on my side of the desk, too. Like every morning when I get in.
If you could just buy a damn hook.
And so I have to like push it over.
I'm sorry, I have to touch that hat every day.
Chuck it over.
Do you remember his old hat that was like khaki and just stained and like the bill was like falling off? It's really gross.
Had radiation just everywhere.
I imagine he still has it.
Probably.
Beard seems like he might be like a low-key hoarder.
Yeah.
Like where it's not like he needs things, but if he has a thing, he's going to have it forever.
He needs very little to survive, but when he has something, it's his.
Right. I bet he doesn't do a lot of throwing clothes away.
Do you think he does the, like, you know, grab it, and if it brings you immense
joy,
like, you keep it, and if not, you throw it? You think Beards does that a lot?
The only thing that sparks joy in Beards' life is chicken. I mean, that's it.
Yeah.
I don't think that he's walking around with sparks of joy exploding through his soul. I think what sparks joy for Beards, whenever he holds it in his hands, mm-hmm. is a chicken strip from Slim's.
I still like the. I don't know if we talk about it enough. How did we find him?
Beards.
Like, how is Beards here?
He was an intern.
Yeah. He likes sports, but he's not like a sports nuts.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And that is usually what it takes to get people into the industry because mm-hmm. It's really one of two things. Because there are so many different bars you clear as you go throughout the whole thing where, like, nobody starts off being paid, like, at all. And nobody starts out with, like, a bunch of airtime or whatever. So the two things that generally seem to motivate people is either, like an incredible love of sports or an incredible love of their own voice. And usually it's those two things together in some regard. You can rank them however you want, but it's usually both of them. And Beards isn't either of those things.
He didn't get into it for fame.
No.
He didn't get into it for his, like, love of the Royals.
No.
Like, it's strange. It's amazing how we came to find. I'm happy. He's good at what he does,
which you've grown an appreciation for tonight.
Yeah, for sure. He can't. Can he hit sports centers? No. But hey, you know what? I get it.
The other 90% of the job is pretty good at. Yeah. And hitting sports centers, I would say, is about 10% of the job. I mean,
like, it's not nothing, but you know, like, you can. It's like being, it's like Ezekiel Elliott, you know, is really good at running and everything, but like he's not great at catching.
Oh, I
and like
see
that,
what
and like that, and that's not, and like that, that's probably it hinders him some, but he's still good at his job.
I thought we were gonna have a conversation about not paying running backs.
Oh, that would, I mean that too. I say Beard should have to give at least what 50% of his salary to us.
I think that's a good call.
Feels right.
Hold on, are you Amari Cooper, and am I Dak?
I like this, yeah.
I don't think I do like this.
I'm good with being Amari Cooper.
I don't really want to be Dak.
You're about to get paid, though.
I think of that. I mean, listen, I would be.
You're going to get paid.
I'd be anybody for $30 to $40 million a year.
You're going to get that radio equivalent of that.
I don't know what the radio equivalent
of $30 to $40 million is, but you'll get there. Give it a year or two.
Don't think that's the case, but all right. I think that of those three people, of Ezekiel Elliott, Amari Cooper, and Dak Prescott, Dak Prescott is probably the least good at his job of those three. He just does it at the more important position, which honestly may continue this analogy in the exact right direction.
Yep.
Dang it. Huh. Well. I feel like a real Dak right now. It's a real Dak move, Rudy. Anyway, the Chargers are bleeped. I want to talk about the rest of the AFC West more, and I honestly don't know when this show actually started, but it seems like we're at a point we should probably take a commercial break.
For sure.
We're all just at, everything's off by like a few degrees. It's like Rudy just held down the talkback button for 5 solid seconds, making me not be able to hear myself in my headphones, and then he went, break, hey. Hey, break. Hey.
Just trying to be Beards.
Hey, you should break soon. Hey, is it weird that you have to hear my voice and not hear yourself while I'm doing this? Hey, break. You know how, like, I don't know where this came from and I haven't done it, but like, there's a, like, it basically like a very low key, like, practical joke where you just, like, move your furniture, like, an inch every day or whatever. Or you move it like 3 inches and you're like, you're going to see that people are like stubbing their toe and running into tables and stuff, even though it's just been 3 inches and everyone can like see it and everything. Right now, this whole show is just like off by like 10 degrees of a rotation and like 3 inches.
And like when you look at it, you're like, I'm pretty sure these have moved some, but you're also like, it's not enough that you're 100% positive.
Absolutely. You just
you're
like crazy.
And it just bothers you for the next day.
Like, I don't know what Beards would have done differently up to this point. And again, you getting far away from the microphone and then yelling things is
he also just might not have
choice.
Said anything.
That's like, also absolutely
very,
true.
It just might have been a quiet 30 minutes.
That's absolutely plausible. Honestly, the only thing, eventually we are going to play Breland Speaks audio, probably in the second hour, because he did some stuff at training camp that's kind of buck wild and that I think is really interesting, and puts Bob Sutton's defense into different light a little bit, as opposed to where they're at right now. There's a bunch of Chiefs audio that I just straight up have forgotten to get to over the last few days. We just run out of time. My only requirement is that, Rudy, you are able to pick up Beards's bit on Breland Speaks.
Never on the ground.
And the problem with what you just did there is that you got the hint and said the thing into a microphone. Beards has like a 50-50 success
that's
rate.
That's true. That is true.
At this point, you might be more effective than Beards at being Beards. And I don't know what that means, but it's where we're at right now. All right, first big test. Can Rudy take us to a commercial?
This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
Beards is yawning again. Stop it.
I can't help it.
On 1510 AM, 94.5 FM, and the ESPN Kansas City Facebook page.
Turn my mic on, Rudy. We're not. Can people hear me right now? Music is so loud. Can people hear me right now? We're not on ESPN Kansas City. I literally asked Rudy.
This is in the A-10. It says A-S, you got A-S it. On A-10.
So you're blaming Beards for the lack of... Play the end of the liner again.
No, I believe you, but like I just assumed...
No, just play it. Play the end of the liner again.
This down quietly.
Yeah, okay. Just go ahead and play the end. The music is too loud. You keep music too loud. I couldn't even tell if my mic was on.
94.5 FM.
Yeah we're on the ESPN. Hi, everybody.
Again,
we're on the sports... It's 8:10 a.m.
I assume when Beards has a file labeled 8:10, it says 8:10.
You can confront him on that, and you guys can... Monday...
That is my bad.
Monday, let's come back, and let's see who takes blame. Because sometimes he'll, like, grab a liner and, like, edit it. I don't know why that would have happened, but we're on Sports Radio 810 WHB, Kansas City, 810 AM on your radio dial, number one in your hearts.
Going forward, I will listen to them all. I just assumed, and then, hey, you know what? You know what they say about assuming, right? I'm not going to say it, because you can't say that on the radio, but yeah.
Shame. Shame. Shame.
Give me 2 seconds. I know where it's at.
Don't play Shame on You. Brought to you by ESPN Kansas City.
Shame. Shame.
And 94.5.
Shame.
Unbelievable. Like, I literally was like, I know Beards moves those liners around sometimes.
I don't know.
I didn't know that.
I assumed everything that was in the A-10 one had been edited.
I mean, it probably should have been.
I'm fine with taking some blame. I shouldn't assume anything. That's on me for assuming.
Well, as we were going to break, believe it or not, we got a message, Rudy, you and I, from Beards McFly.
Can you message him back asking why he has 15-10 liners and 8-10 folder?
I can, and I probably will. But as soon as I saw it, I said, Rudy, look away from your phone. Don't look at your phone. Look away from your phone. Because... I want you to guess what Beards sent, Rudy. You get one big guess, and I'll give you like some like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire style answers.
My big guess is that he is currently at the, his holy grail, like his homeland, the original Slim Chickens that he went to.
The message from Beards is a photo of the original Slim Chickens.
Yes!
That
nailed
says
it.
The original Slims, parentheses, at least for me.
I'm very proud of myself.
I mean, you know Beard so well.
Too well, I would say.
That I'm honestly mad. I'm honestly... Why did you switch cameras to the camera behind me? What happened there?
Okay, see, this is why Beard's better. I hit auto because I thought Cam 3 was in the preview and it was going back and forth between 1 and 3. Yeah. I will fully admit, Beards is better at this.
That's fine. He's had more practice.
Just not better at putting liners in the correct folders, that's all.
Obviously true.
I would never have done that.
The fact that you got that, like, literally perfectly, it just says, I mean, it's a picture of the Slims, and it says, the original Slims, at least for me, which is exactly what you predicted. It's his Mecca. This has been his pilgrimage. Because he's in Arkansas right now, right? Sister's going to college on there or something?
Yeah.
I don't listen whenever he talks about anything
on
the show.
Let's be honest. He's not there to take his sister to college.
No.
He just heard trip to Arkansas and was like, hey, Slims.
Yeah, absolutely.
The original.
I don't know if it was actually the first Slims, but saying it's his first Slims. This was his first love. This is whenever he bit into a chicken strip and learned there was a God. I got a message from him and thought, like, maybe he was listening and was going to defend himself about something. He literally just tweeted, just responded with, must make the pilgrimage every few years. Like, I literally just called it a pilgrimage. I'm starting to wonder if the three of us have spent too much time together.
Nah.
Like, we're at the point where we are straight up in finishing each other's sandwiches mode. Unbelievable.
That was too good.
Unbelievable. We both thought we were going to zag on him, and we zigged in the same direction.
Zigzagooned on him.
It's a Pokemon.
All the lighters in here that involve beards are ESPN Kansas City ones.
It's because he hasn't updated them since
then
coming
why put
over
them
to
in
810.
Folder?
Maybe he like selected the ones that he wanted to like remake as 810 ones, but never played them. I don't know. I don't know his ways. But you predicted the message exactly, and then also you got the sandwiches part right. So why don't you telepathically connect with him again and ask why these liners are all so strange?
Because Beards is a strange man.
That's true. That's absolutely true. I cannot solve any of those mysteries.
The plan was to play only like Beards and liners. Now I'm just going to go to date modified because I just assume if it's been modified in the last month, it's probably
he might have gone back and modified it knowing you were going to run this show. He may have gone back and modified it to all say ESPN Kansas City 1510 AM and 99.3 FM.
He would do that.
See how many frequencies ago we can return. Almost entirely sports on Hot Talk 1510 is what we're in danger of at this point. We weren't even on whenever it was that. You can also just update them really easily. Like, I'm guessing what he did. I'm guessing that for every old liner that he wants to go back to, he has to just update it in a break. Because just sitting down, coming in an hour early and sitting down and doing all of them in one sit-down
would be
ridiculous.
Beards uses Cool Edit too much. Like, I'm used to, like, for me, when I used to do this, I would put as much into the Maestro as possible. I found it easier.
No, I don't.
To run everything essentially out of cart 1, 2, and 3.
Maestro is a mess.
Compared to the new age Cool Edit, like
I'm judging by degrees. That's fair. It's like saying that Diet Coke is healthier than regular Coke or whatever. Like it's probably not. It's all gonna
causing
kill you.
Cancer.
Yeah. I mean that's fair. We're all rattled.
Beards is in all of our heads.
Or we're in his. Because we know where he's going to be. Here's the thing. I don't know if this means we've all spent too much time together or if it means we've all gotten too predictable. Because it's probably a little bit of both.
Yeah, probably a little bit of both.
We might need to start a thing where we all start like predicting what the other people are going to wear that day. Because the amount of times that you and Beards have shown up wearing the exact same 810 pennant t-shirt.
Yeah. We have a lot of close calls. Because a lot of times, even if we're not wearing the exact same pennant t-shirt, it is one of the variations of it.
I'm going to ask Beards what shirt he's wearing right now.
If he is wearing the red and yellow one.
What is your
man.
Prediction? Do you think he's wearing an 810 shirt to take his
100%.
Sister to... Really?
He is wearing an 810 pendant shirt, for sure.
Okay, I'm going to say that he's wearing a Monty Python graphic tee.
That's a good guess.
That's my bet. But
it's good. It's solid. I'm just assuming he's got like 10 810 pennant shirts, and so it's just like...
We have a lot of colorways. Yeah. They're very comfortable.
Oh, they're great. So I'm just hoping by sheer numbers, like I got a pretty good odds here.
So you're going for the full scope of 810 pennant shirts, but you're wearing the red one with the yellow pennant.
Yeah, the Chiefs version.
I think he's got a couple different Monty Python shirts. If he's at Slim's right now, he's probably not going to respond. And I still have things I wanted to say about the AFC West that's just not going to happen. And we got a bunch of Chiefs audio we'll do next hour, coming up at 8. And then at 9, Mick Schaefer's in studio for a full hour. So that'll be fun. Let's go and take our other break here now on Sports Radio 810 WHB 810 AM and not anything else, regardless of what the liners say. Here's a radio tease. Let's keep that time spent listening up. We find out what Beards is wearing next.
This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
I wonder how far you could throw a baby. Feels like a fair question, right?
It's not going to be a perfect spiral, I can tell you that much.
On Sports Radio 810 WHB.
I have an update and then an update to an update here on Sports Radio 810. Beards has responded. He is wearing a Game of Thrones t-shirt, his Winterfell one. Yes, if we were both wearing the same 810 shirt, and we're not, but I was hoping that Rudy and him were. He did say this text, though. Have you seen this yet, Rudy?
I have not.
Are you both wearing the same 810 shirt again? No, but I was hoping that you and Rudy were. Beards responds, I did bring my purple 810 one, though.
We have a purple...
No. We don't.
His beard's colorblind.
We have a blue one. I responded, dot, 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 your blue one? He said, I think it's more purple.
It's not.
It's
not
absolutely... Purple it's a blue at all. Shirt. I mean, like, it might be... tinted... slightly in the purplish direction.
It has purple in it. If when you look at blue, you see purple. Just like you have a blue whale on your microphone.
It's a dolphin.
That's right.
Otherwise, you're right.
Nailed it.
It's sort of a deep blue. This is distressing. We found out all at once that Beards was wearing a non-810 t-shirt today, which is startling in its own right. And then he's also that he's colorblind. Wow. Why would we have a purple shirt? Why would we have a Sports Radio 810 purple colorway?
Like, this, the only way we would have had one is from years ago.
This is a new design.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean. Like, that's it's like it's just we would like purple is just not a color you're gonna see us make into a shirt most likely.
Wow. So Beard is colorblind, huh?
Maybe he's just chicken blind right now. Just drunk on chicken.
So the opposite then, right? Maybe he's just seeing chicken.
No, everything is just... Or wait, does Beards... Now I wonder, does Beards think that chickens are purple?
Well, I don't think there are a lot of blue chickens. I think we're kind of really doing a blue-purple thing here, right?
Well, I mean, I wasn't saying that chickens were blue, but maybe he just went now also when he looks at chickens, he just sees purple.
This is going to have to be a game whenever he gets back. We're going to have to do like a, hey, Beards, what color is this thing? I'm going to show him like a blue corn tortilla chip and see if he can not get tricked by the first word there. Because those can be slightly purplish, but it's literally called blue corn. Okay.
I like this idea.
This is not where I expected to get distracted here. I just saw something pop up here on Twitter from Kian Fahey, who I know lots of people hate, and that's fine, but this tweet is completely unrelated to him as a person. He said, why is NFL.com reporting ACL tears in an old-timely English fashion? Listen to this couple of sentences here from NFL.com. Most unfortunate news has found inside linebacker Avery Williamson and the New York Jets. Williamson is likely lost for the 2019 season with a torn ACL, NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport reported Friday per a source. Williamson had an MRI Friday.
Was that one of those, like, Captain Patrick Mahomes tweets?
That's what it sounds like. It sounds like one of the General Andrew Luck tweets. Most unfortunate news has found inside linebacker Avery Williamson on the New York Jets, my darling. We ride at dawn.
Avery Williamson, Kentucky guy.
It's almost as useless as a Beards NBA contribution, so.
Doing my job.
My love, Williamson is likely lost for the 2019 season. But we soldier on. Yours forever. Captain Luck. Made me laugh. I mean, like, not like laugh, but like I smiled at it.
It's good.
I feel like somehow because of all of the messes going on in the AFC West, by the way, to go full circle really quick, because of how much of a cluster bleep the Raiders have been, and now that we're seeing the Chargers just like get hurt and not pay Melvin Gordon, and we're worried about Keenan Allen and all that, and Phillip Rivers is just out here straight up just having kids constantly. I do think we probably underplayed the fact that the Broncos like gave away Case Keenum to continue paying him $7 million against the cap this year, all to give Joe Flacco $18.5 million this year. Again, don't come at me with the actual financials. I don't really care. I'm doing cap number stuff right now. That's kind of wild. Like, they thought the difference between Joe Flacco and Case Keenum was $18.5 million. I think they may have gotten a little bit of money off of Keenum's cap hit for this year.
And getting to the playoffs. Like, that was the missing piece.
Right. I mean, like, the financials don't make sense. And don't you have to think that Joe Flacco is going to take you to the playoffs to make that move?
For sure. I think John Elway completely believes that Joe Flacco is the answer to, you know, to their problems. That he will make them relevant. He will get them back to competing. Maybe they fall short, you know, this year because the Chiefs and Chargers are good, but that they will be a competitive, like, not disaster of a football team.
I mean, so they gave up a fourth rounder for Flacco, which is fine. Like, in a world that Alex Smith was 2 seconds and, you know, veterans don't move all that often, whatever, that's not an enormous stunner. And they gave up Keenum and a seventh for a 2026. Like, that's about as little as you can get in return for a guy. Case Keenum and Joe Flacco are so close to being the exact same person.
Flacco just has one kind of magical run.
Yeah, he was out of his freaking mind for like 6 weeks. Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what propels him into the where GMs can talk themselves almost into, well, maybe there's a little something else there.
He's 3 years older than Keenum. So you're right, I think, Rudy. Like, I think that's accurate. And this is going to be extremely harsh. But that's how an idiot would evaluate quarterbacks. Like, the idea that you got, just a handful of weeks of magic out of Joe Flacco being a reason that you believe that years later, 10 years later, right? Wasn't it 08?
12. Wasn't it 12?
Was it 12? All right, so 9 years later, that feels right.
It's still been a long time.
Yeah, it's fine. All this time later, they won it in 2013. All right, fine. That he is worth acquiring for a team that needs so much more than Joe Flacco can actually provide. It's completely bonkers.
It's surprising because Elway's always been really good at identifying quarterbacks.
Right.
I mean, he identified Peyton Manning.
Yeah, fair enough. And that was great scouting work by him. All right, there's been stuff out of Chiefs camp this week that we haven't yet got to. We'll do that whenever we come back here on Almost Entirely Sports.